Urban Echo Reese Patch Polish Tutorial with Crisp Transients and Dusty Mids in Ableton Lev 12 for Jungle Old School D&B Vibes. Intermediate Level. Let's go. In this lesson, you're taking that classic wide, chorused, slightly echoed Reese sound and you're turning it into something that actually works in a jungle mix. That means three things. 1. The front edge is clear so it reads under crunchy breaks. 2. The mids have that dusty, shoeys, almost sampled wear. And 3. The low end stays controlled and mono so it rolls underneath amen edits without turning into soup. And the best part, we're doing it with 100% stock Ableton Live 12 devices. First, set the scene. Tempo, think 165 to 170 if you want that classic jungle bounce, or push it faster if you're in a more modern old school lane. Either way, keep in mind, your breakbeat will be loud, bright, and chaotic. Your Reese has to earn its space. Step 1. Make a proper Reese source. Option is operator, because it's fast and it's classic. Create a MIDI track, drop an operator, and set it to the algorithm that's basically just oscillator A, simple and direct. Put oscillator A on a saw wave, chorset 0, then turn on oscillator B, also a saw, chorset 0, and attune it slightly. Start around plus 12 cents and adjust by ear. If it sounds like a gentle angry swarm, you're there. If it sounds like a drunken siren, you overdid it. Now add subtle movement. Put an LFO on pitch, super slow, like 0.1 to 0.25 Hz, and keep the amount tiny. The goal is alive, not wobble bass. If you prefer wave-eatable, do the same idea. Two saws, a bit of detune, and keep unison modest, like 2 to 4 voices. Jungle likes controlled width. The break already provides the fireworks, and a quick musical anchor. Reeses often feel best around F1 to A1 for that rolling pressure. And if you want heavier weight, try down in a sharp 0 to D1. Don't guess loop the break and audition notes until the bass locks with the groove. Step 2. Build the 3-lane rack. This is the whole polish trick. Take your synth and drop an audio effect rack after it. Create 3 chains. Name them SUB, mids, and attack or tops. This split is what lets you make the Reese hit like a record, not like a single synth patch. Start each chain with EQ8 so you're isolating what each lane is responsible for. On the SUB chain, low pass around 90 to 110 Hz. Use a steep slope if you need it. Then add utility and set width to 0%. This is your foundation. No chorus, no echo, no stereo tricks down here. If you ignore this rule, your low end will vanish the second you check mono, and jungle systems punish that. On the mids chain, high pass around 90 to 120 Hz, and low pass somewhere between 2.5 and 5k depending on how bright your synth is. This lane is where the character lives. Grit, chew, and that slightly worn vibe. On the attack or tops chain, high pass around 1.5 to 2.5k. You can add a tiny bell boost around 3 to 6k later if needed, but keep it subtle. This lane is not more treble. It's definition. There's a difference. Now a coach note that'll save you a ton of time. Gain stage inside the rack. Before any glue compression on the main track, aim for each chain to peak around minus 12 to minus 9 dB. If your tops lane is screaming louder than everything else, you'll chase harshness and pumping forever. Step 3. Make the transients crisp, but not dubstep buzzy. Go to the attack or tops chain. Add saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB and turn on soft clip. You're giving the front edge a little density. Then add drum bus. Yep, on bass tops, set drive somewhere like 2 to 10 depending on how aggressive you want it. Crunch around 5 to 15%. And then transients. Push it up, like plus 5 to plus 20. Keep boom at 0 in this lane. Boom is not your friend here. Then add auto filter, set to a high pass. Start around 2k. Add a little resonance, like 0.5 to 1.2, but be careful, resonance can whistle fast, especially once you start automating. What you're listening for, at low volume, when the bass hits, you still perceive a defined front edge. If it's just brighter but not clearer, do this counterintuitive move. Try cutting a bit around 4 to 6k, where harshness lives, and add a tiny lift around 2 to 3k, where definition often lives. In jungle, the very top is already packed with hats and break fizz, so definition tends to sit lower than people expect. Step 4. Build dusty mids. This is the old tape, warehouse air part. On the mids chain, add roar if you have it in Live 12, or use overdrive if you want it simpler. With roar, start with a warm or tape style. Keep drive moderate, like 10 to 25%, and keep the tone mid focused. Avoid turning it into fizzy top end. Set the mix around 50 to 80% so you're blending distortion, not replacing the sound. If you're using overdrive instead, set the frequency focus somewhere like 600 Hz to 1.2K, drive around 15 to 35%, tone around 30 to 50%, and turn dynamics on. That gives you chew without ripping your ears off. Then add Redux, but use it like seasoning, not like a special effect. Leave bit reduction at 0, and pull sample rate down to around 12 to 20K, dry wet around 5 to 15%. What you're doing is adding that slightly greeny, sampled edge that helps the Reese feel like it belongs next to an old break. Then add Chorus Ensemble. Set it to chorus mode. Rate around 0.15 to 0.35 Hz, amount 10 to 25%. Width 70 to 120, and mix 10 to 25%. And remember, you're chorusing mids, not sub. The sub stays clean and mono. If Chorus Ensemble makes your face feel weird, here's an old school alternative. Do micro width with delay and time mode, not sync. Set left around 9 to 15 milliseconds, right around 12 to 20 milliseconds, feedback 0, and very low dry wet. Then high pass that delayed signal with an EQ after it. It's a classic widen trick with less swirl. Now step 5, add the urban echo vibe, but keep it tight. On the mids chain after distortion, add echo, turn sync on. Start with a time of 1/16th for that rolling push, or 1/8th if you want it more obvious. Feedback around 10 to 25%. Then filter the echo, high pass around 250 to 500 Hz, low pass around 3 to 6K. Keep modulation subtle, and keep dry wet low, like 5 to 18%. This is important. In drum and bass, echo is not a pad. It's rhythmic seasoning. Now add gate after the echo to stop the tail washing over the groove. Set the threshold so tails tuck away between notes. Set the return fairly fast. You want it to feel like the echo is breathing with the pattern, not smearing it. An even cleaner trick, if you want to get fancy, put a compressor after echo and key it from your attack or tops lane or from your break bus. Each time a transient hits, the echo ducks for a moment. You keep the urban space, but the punch stays intact. Step 6. Glue and control on the main track, after the rack. Add EQ 8 for cleanup. If it's muddy, dip 200 to 350 Hz by 2 to 4 dB with a moderate Q, around 1. Also check 800 to 1.5K for honk. Reese mids can get nasal in that zone. Then add glue compressor. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds, release on auto or 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You're not crushing it, you're just making the three lanes feel like one instrument. Then a limiter as safety, ceiling around minus 0.8. It should only catch peaks occasionally. If the limiter is doing constant work, go back and fix levels inside the rack. Now do a fast but crucial check. Mono compatibility. Temporarily drop utility on your master and hit mono. If your Reese loses most of its body, your stereo tricks are too heavy. Reduce chorus mix, lower echo wet, or pull back width. Stereo should enhance the sound, not be the sound. Step 7. Turn it into a riser that actually builds tension. First, pitch riser. In operator, automate global transpose. In Waveedable, automate transpose or use its pitch envelope or even clip transpose. Move it subtly. Plus 2 to plus 7 semitones over 4 to 16 bars. Jungle tension is usually confident and controlled. If you do plus 12, it often turns cartoonish. Second, filter riser. Put an auto filter after the rack, global. Use a low pass. Start down around 200 to 500 Hz, and open up to 4 to 12K over the build. Add gentle resonance, maybe 0.8 to 1.5. Filter automation is usually more mix-friendly than huge pitch automation, because it creates excitement without changing the musical role too much. Third, width automation. Add utility after the rack, and automate width from 20 or 40% up to 120 or even 160 over the build. The sub is still mono because we handled that inside the rack. Fourth, the echo throw. This is the classic D&B whoosh. Don't leave it on the whole time. Automate echo dry wet up only on the last one or two hits before the drop, like 10% up to 35% for a moment, and then slam it back down at the drop. You can nudge feedback up a little on the last hit, but be careful. Too much feedback is how you turn a tight jungle moment into fog. Now let's make it sit with breaks, because that's the real test. A very jungle-specific trick. Sidechain the mids, not the sub. Put a compressor after the rack, turn on sidechain, and feed it from your breakbeat group or your kick and snare bus. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds so the bass transient can poke through. Release 80 to 160 milliseconds so it breathes with the groove. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on the biggest hits. If your sub disappears when the break hits, don't fight it with more bass. Instead, move that sidechain compressor inside the mids chain only. Let the sub remain consistent, and let the mids make room for the breaks crack and room tone. Quick synth envelope coaching, because it matters more than people think. Keep the amp attack around 0 to 5 milliseconds, just enough to avoid a digital tick. Use a short to medium decay, moderate sustain, and a short release unless you specifically want legato smear. Also watch your MIDI note overlap. Overlap plus echo plus chorus equals mush. Sometimes the best riser feels bigger simply because you left tiny gaps for the gated echo to speak. At this point you've got the core sound. Let's do a quick practice run you can actually complete today. Build the three-chain rack, sub, mids, attack. Write a two-bar Reese phrase at about 165 to 170 BPM. Duplicate it out to an 8-bar build. Automate a global low pass from around 400 Hz up to 8K over those 8 bars. Automate width from about 30% up to 140%. Then on the last hit only, push echo wet up to around 30% and snap it back to 10 at the drop. Drop an amen or any chopped break on top. Then do two mix moves. Dip 250 to 350 Hz a touch if it's muddy, and sidechain the mids to the break bus for a few dB of ducking. Now for a couple advanced arrangement upgrades that make this feel like real jungle phrasing.